April Kane and the famous Chinese magician Dr. Fu Ling have been mysteriously abducted. They were taking a shortcut across the town to the Yankuk Hotel when out of the darkness, silent figures surrounded them, smothered their outcries, and even before Big Stoop was aware of what had happened, April and the doctor were gone. Big Stoop, puzzled and bewildered, rushed to the hotel, and in today's transcribed adventure, we'll pick up his story. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Right now, we all must keep strong and fit. Men and women, boys and girls, our country needs all our health and strength. So now, more than ever, it's a duty to eat the right things. And with Libby's Tomato Juice, that duty becomes a pleasure. This tomato juice is so grand-tasting, so rich in glorious red ripe tomato flavor, you'll want to have it plenty often, and you should. Because Libby's Tomato Juice is a swell source of needed vitamins. I'll bet you've heard how important vitamin C is, and also vitamin A. Well, Libby's Tomato Juice is an excellent source of both those vitamins, and it also contains vitamins B1 and G. So ask your mother to get this grand juice that has so much to contribute, Libby's Tomato Juice. Your whole family will go for it. Mother will find that keeping a few cans in the icebox is a popular idea. Then you can have a big cold glass full whenever you want it, with meals or between meals. Remind Mother tonight to put Libby's Tomato Juice on her grocery list tomorrow. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Pat Ryan were talking to the Dragon Lady, who is now on their side working for the Chinese government against the invader. As they talked to this former bandit leader, the telephone rang. The clerk in the hotel lobby said that Big Stoop demanded to see them. Knowing that this huge Chinese giant would kill the Dragon Lady if he ever got near her, our friends had her go into the adjoining room. Then Big Stoop entered. He was able to write a short message on a piece of paper. He used his rainbow pencil, given him by Dr. Fu Ling. The message read,
April gone, Fu Ling gone.
What does it mean? Listen, Big Stoop, you mean they were taken away, kidnapped?
He nods yes.
Well, that's not very much information. Here, sit down and write the answers to my questions.
What could have happened? Listen, Pat, even though the Dragon Lady was up here in this room all the time, do you think she had anything to do with it?
Well, we'd better find out. You stay here with Big Stoop. I'm going to the next room and have a talk with that woman. She's gone, Terry. Terry, she didn't wait to find out what was on Big Stoop's mind. She may be able to outwit a lot of people, but the first person she's really afraid of is the big boy sitting here at this desk. She knows he'd break her up in little pieces if he ever got his big paws near her.
I'll bet she does know something about April and that magician. Remember, she said she had her own men in this town now. Remember how she said she was uneasy about Dr. Fu Ling?
And it's just possible that she arranged to have him abducted.
Just too bad April had to be with him when it happened.
Now then, Stu, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to write the answers.
Hey, look here, Pat, while we've been standing here, Stoop has been writing a message. Say, I've never seen such a fantastic kind of color writing in all my life. All the colors of the rainbow. How in the world does he do it?
Let me see. It certainly is strange. Red, yellow, green, blue, every which way. See what he writes. It doesn't say much. He just writes, Stupor not see in dark. Show you place.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Stoop. Don't get up. Here. Take a clean sheet of paper and write yes or no. Did you and April go to Dr. Fu Ling's house?
Yes.
Did you get this pencil there? Now, did you and April and Dr. Fu Ling leave his house and start back for the hotel?
He writes yes to everything. Golly, look at all those colors.
Do you know who took April and the doctor away?
No.
Well, can you show us the place where all this happened?
Good. And we'll go there and take a look.
Well, did you come directly to the hotel, Stoop, right after it happened? He writes yes, Pat. Yeah, I can't figure this out. Maybe the Dragon Lady had something to do with it. Maybe she didn't. Do you think it could be the work of the invaders?
Not in this town, at least not yet. The thing for us to do is let Big Stoop take us to the spot where all this business happened.
I'd like to know more about Stoop's remarkable pencil, but we haven't time for that now, I suppose.
No. Well, let's go with Stupor and find out what happened. Well, this is the place, eh?
It's dark as the inside of your hat along here, and quiet, too. Lucky I brought a flashlight along.
Well, let's use it and take a look around. Now then, as I gather, April and the doctor and Big Stoop came down this narrow alley from that direction. Just about here, they were surrounded by several men. There wasn't a lot of talk. Things happened too quickly.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to run away. Not just yet. I want to talk to you. Come here, Pat. We've got company.
What's all this? Wow, who's your friend?
I was flashing my light around. She must have been hiding in one of these doorways, tried to slip away, but I... Well, who are you, and what are you doing here?
Are you Terry Lee?
Well, how did you know my name?
And this gentleman. He is Mr. Pat Ryan.
Well, so much for that. And who do you happen to be?
My name is Hu Shi.
Oh, so that's it. April told me about you. You're the gal who helps Dr. Fu Ling, the magician?
That is correct.
Well, what are you doing here? Dr. Fu Ling doesn't live around here, does he?
It is where we have met, although I have little to tell you. I followed Miss Kane, Big Stoop, and the doctor one, and I saw what happened here.
Well, why did they happen to come down this narrow alley? This isn't the regular way back to the hotel.
This is a quick way back.
Well, it wasn't so quick now that the doctor and April have disappeared.
Well, did you see what happened when they arrived at this spot?
It was dark, just like it is now. I was not far behind, but the men did not see me.
Well?
They were hiding on both sides of the alley. It is narrow here. It was easy to throw a cloak over heads of Dr. One and Miss Kane. They are both little people.
Well, have you any idea who the abductors were or what they did with April and the doctor?
I do not know.
While you're talking to this girl, I'd better be looking around. Big Stoop and I can be searching for a clue sometime.
Well, didn't the doctor and April kick up a row? They just didn't let themselves be taken without a fight, did they?
As you can see, it is so dark. They could easily be carried away.
Hmm. Well, you don't seem to be worried about all this.
Is it necessary that I express noisy grief in order to prove your point, Mr. Ryan? This is a time for careful thought, not excitement.
Well, did you know April and Big Stoop had visited Dr. Fu Ling?
But of course. I was not in the room, but I knew they were talking with the doctor one.
What did they talk about?
Miss Kane wanted to discuss benefit performance, which I was arranging at the hotel. She wanted to talk to Dr. Fu Ling about it, but they never did.
Then what did they talk about? Look, I'm looking for a clue.
They were discussing the rainbow pencil. The doctor one demonstrated its many colors, and then gave pencil to Miss Kane's friend.
To Big Stoop? Yeah. Yeah, he had some such pencil with him.
It is a very wonderful trick, this pencil, but I do not believe it has anything to do with disappearance of our friend.
No, perhaps not. But this performance, this benefit that's going to be given at the hotel, it'll be called off unless Fu Ling returns?
I am sure the doctor one would like entertainment to proceed, whether he was there or not.
Well, have you any idea why they'd be taken away?
Dr. Fu Ling has many enemies. Enemies who know that he is working for the Chinese government. Enemies who fear him. I believe it was quite by accident that Miss Kane was also spirited away.
Well, accident or not, it's happened. And we've got to do something about it, but quick. Tell me, who's she? Do you think this affair might have been staged by the Dragon Lady?
It is possible. I do not know.
Hey, Pat, bring that girl and come over here. I found something. This may be a clue. Big Stoop thinks so.
What is it? What have you got there?
Well, it's just a scrap of paper, but it has a pencil mark on it. I'll hold it close to the lights. See the colors in that one single line? Red, yellow, green, and blue?
Made by Big Stoop's pencil, eh?
Looks like a sheet of paper been torn up into little bits, and that this is just one of the small scraps.
I believe I can explain that scrap of paper. That is same kind of paper on a scratch pad in home of the doctor one. When he demonstrated the pencil to your friend, he used this kind of paper.
Well, if that's true, what's this one little scrap doing way over here?
It is possible Dr. Fu Ling may have torn it up and put the scraps in his pocket.
Well, say, this may be of some help after all.
If Fu Ling could scatter these bits of paper as he was taken away, perhaps we could trace him in April.
It's a mighty slim chance. It'll take an awful lot of paper to give us any kind of a trail.
Well, we can look. If we find scraps of paper with these four color marks on them, well, they're almost as good as a code message. I'm going down to the end of the alley with this flashlight. See if I find anything else.
Yeah, look here. There's another scrap of the same paper. It has the same marks on it.
The doctor one, even though he is an old man, was very clever. In some way, he will let us know where he is.
Well, Big Stoop, that pencil may turn out to be a big help after all.
What do you say, Pat? Shall we keep on looking for scraps of paper? We'd better not wait until tomorrow. It may be too late to find any then.
All right, let's get started. You better come with us, Hushi.
I do not intend to remain inactive.
Well, it's a good thing there aren't many people along this street tonight. They think we were crazy.
Well, we're not so crazy. We've already found 15 or 20 scraps of paper. The doctor left a very clever trail.
Yeah, sure, it's fine. Swell. But what happens when he runs out of paper?
And I hope he doesn't, that's all.
Hey, here's another one.
I am afraid, gentlemen, our trail will end very soon.
How do you know, Hushi?
This narrow street leads down to the waterfront. There is nothing to be found at the end but a small dock.
But maybe they didn't go down to that dock. Maybe they took the doctor and April into one of these shacks along here.
In daylight, you would know better, Mr. Ryan. There is no place to hide anyone in these naked shacks. But come, let us hurry down to the dock and make sure.
Yeah, they came down here all right. See, the magic pencil marks are on these scraps of paper on the dock.
Well, Hushi, you were right. Yeah, we've reached the end of the line.
They were probably taken away in a boat. Doggone, I wish I knew if the dragon lady had a hand in this or not.
Well, there's one way to find out. You know where the dragon lady's been hiding, Terry. We're going there to have a talk with her, and we're going right now.
But a surprise is waiting our friends when they visit the hideout of the dragon lady. However, that's only one of the many twists and turns this amazing adventure will take from day to day. In just a moment, I'll give you a hint about tomorrow's surprising events. So stand by. A few minutes ago, you heard me tell you about Libby's tomato juice, how keen tasting it is, and what a swell source of vitamins. Now, I want you and your mother to know there are many, many other Libby foods that bring you important food values. And every one of them is simply delicious. Vegetables and fruits are two things we need every single day. Well, Libby packs lots of them, in addition to meats and juices and other things. And boy, oh boy, are they good eating. Your whole family would be glad if Mother asks for Libby. For victory, buy United States Defense Bonds and Stamps. Remember, kids, there are stamps that only cost 10 cents or a quarter. You can easily earn that much. Already, the wonderful pencil which Dr. Fu Ling has given to Big Stoop, already the strange color marks have played an important part in this transcribed adventure. And they will play an even greater part in the days to come. I wonder if the Dragon Lady knows how important Big Stoop's pencil is and how it'll be used. Let's all be on hand for tomorrow's thrillers.